Etay Poo, thank you for joining me today at the Herbal Intellect Show. We're having some interesting things happening in the studio. It is Saturday, the first Saturday of the new year, 2015. It is January 3rd. I hope everyone had a wonderful, safe, happy new year and are ready to start this new year off right. Thank you all for joining us today. It's a beautiful day. We went out this morning and did some yoga, and we had a wonderful connection with a community member. His name is James. Big shout out to James. Big shout out to Cora and Amber as well, who told us about the yoga event. We're very happy that we went to that. My mother is in town. She's here in the studio shaking her head. She doesn't want to be on the radio. She's raising the roof in the house. So big shout out to her and all of the family, and we're happy to have her here visiting California all the way from North Carolina. So very happy this Saturday afternoon. So there's a few things we must address first at Nubia Hood Radio. Before we start with the show, we haven't, I think there might be some misunderstanding or something with our guest on today's show. We'll see if she calls in. Hopefully she will in the next few minutes. But let's clear up a few things about Nubia Hood Radio first and foremost. And Marcus is in the studio as well, and we need to address this today. So we're real, okay, first of all. Nubia Hood Radio, this is really me. My name is Jennifer Hutchison.
Are you sure about this?
Yes.
Okay.
No, but seriously, this is a business. This is an LLC. It's a legal entity. And this is a business, Nubia Hood Radio LLC. And there's a studio here. We have our studio. We are real in the flesh people doing this. We are melanated people doing this radio station. And
so what you're saying is this is not a scam.
This is not a scam, okay? We've had some people complain about not being able to hear sometimes on while they're listening on their phones or on their computers or whatnot. These are technical difficulties that have nothing to do with the legality or the
validity of Nubia Hood Radio, Nubia Hood Radio. LLC.
Yes.
Trust me, we're real. We're not out to get anybody.
No, that's the total opposite.
I don't know where this nonsense is coming from. Every time I see these comments, I just start laughing. I'm like, these people, my people out of their minds.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Because we're so scared of
everything. We've been, you know,
brainwashed into fear-mongered into just not trusting anything or anybody.
Yeah.
And I understand that's something that we need to, we need to be more cautious about. People that we trust, and that's sad, but it's true. We need to do that. But
every show that we do is real. We have guests on it. Thanks to Brother Phil. You can catch them on Black Book Radio. Can you hit the hand clap for Brother Phil, please, real quick?
Yes.
Shout out to Brother Phil.
Yes,
thank you for doing what you do,
bro.
He brings people on every other week, mm-hmm. And I think.
And he's stepping out of his boundaries. Like before, he was just like, this is my show. This is my show. He's stepped out now and reached out to people, and they're coming on the show. I'm really thankful for him for doing that, too. So big shout out.
Yeah. Last week he had yesterday he had Dr. Ricchetti on, mm-hmm. master linguist and
known around the world.
Around the world. That was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks before that, I believe he had Dr. Phil Valentine on.
Yep. He had Dr. Phil Valentine on the show. And, that's where kind of all of the backlash or the scam talk came from, because people didn't realize or didn't think that somebody like Phil Valentine could be on our small little radio station. Well, that's just, sorry for you to be thinking that, but that's the way it is. That's
he's
a friend of the station. Okay,
yeah, exactly. We know people. All right, don't get it twisted. We know people. And yes, I do know that the video that was up on YouTube, the initial video, had mad technical difficulties. It you couldn't hear Dr. Valentine,
right?
And we didn't realize this. It's mm-hmm. not like you went and found a bunch of clips of him later and edited him into the show, into the video.
No.
I mean, who do you think we are?
You see all the technical difficulties we're having. How can we How are we going to do that maneuver? Maneuver that to the point, you know, where...
And the reason we have these technical difficulties is because we're doing this on a shoestring budget, y'all. I mean, we need support. We need money. We're going to put up a GoFundMe here. We're going to do some massive crowdfunding. Mm-hmm. And we're asking for your support so we can turn the station into what you want it to be. This station is for you all. It's not for me. It's not for, I'm the owner, Marcus Taylor. I started this thing, but it's not for me. This is for the world. I'm trying to help wake people up here. You know, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get y'all some insight into stuff that you aren't going to get on your regular radio station, your Hot 97s or your Power 106s. You want to get a bunch of, you know, dumb brainwashed, dumb down music. And I'm trying to bring you some good stuff, some good intellectual discussion, you know, some good intellectual music, or just vibrations. The beats in general will help open you up, you know.
And people, we're trying to get people that are in your community, in our communities, to come on and talk about their expertise. Every single person that we, you know, that you come across, they have some type of some talent that we want to share with y'all. And you know, the people that I've had on my show, they're just ordinary people like me and you, but they have something that they're good at and that they're passionate about. And that's why, you know, I asked them to be on the show and to express and talk about things that they know about. And I think that is sometimes more valuable and more important than having a Dr. Phil Valentine on the show sometimes. I mean, we want to have people that are well known around the world because we want to, you know, put out something that they know. Or give you what they know, give you their knowledge. And all this is free information.
Yeah, it's not like we're charging you. Like other radio stations would charge you to download the app or the tune in or whatever. No, this is free.
And it's live. It's live and it's free.
And it's 24/7.
24/7. It is quality. You know, even though we have technical difficulties, it's quality information.
Yes.
We are all very, very intellectual, smart people. We read, we study, we understand these things, and we're not giving you just some mess, you know, that you can find on YouTube. You know, this is stuff that we've worked hard on and have developed. And we expect the people that come on our shows to also work hard and have developed something to say as well. That's why we look for Dr. Phil, you know, the Phil Valentine. We look for people who are good at what they do and have them on. And we're not just grabbing some bum off the street either. So, you know, all this is just stuff that we have planned and diligently intended to do. So this is not a scam. This is not just some mess off the street that we're, you know,
throwing
together
at you, right?
And throwing at you. So, yeah.
And unfortunately, things don't happen as planned. For instance, today, this is the Herbal Intellect show. And Jennifer here is supposed to be interviewing Sister talking about Caribbean herbs, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What happened?
I'm not sure. I guess the times got mixed up. I think she is on East Coast time. And we, you know, I made sure that, you know, all of my notes have PST, PST, PST on the time. I'm assuming that's what's happening, but hopefully, Mika, you're out there, you're safe. Nothing's, you know, happening or anything. You know, I guess just something might have came up. So still, peace to you, and I hope that we can connect again and reschedule the show.
Yes.
Because this was a popular show. People want to know about the things that we find in the grocery store and how helpful they are to us. And some things that you might, you know, it seems like a lot of Black people love to go on Caribbean cruises or go to the Caribbean for, you know, a holiday, anniversary, whatever. And so you know, they want, like, and they love to eat. Right. My mom's over here motioning eating. Now she's looking at me. But, and they like to eat too. So, you know, these tropical fruits, tropical drinks, you know, that you're getting all the time. What's in it? What is it all about? It's a wonderful, beautiful smell and taste. You know, it's sweet, it's good, but it has medicinal qualities. And that's what we were going to bring you today, but we're going to have to bring it to you another day.
And unfortunately, because we're doing this station, you'll be a radio on a shoestring budget, we don't have any backup shows. I mean, Jennifer doesn't have, you know, show archived, you know, subject matters archived to discuss. So, you know, you just got to listen to our happy, friendly voices right now.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's important. I feel like the listeners need to learn about Nubia Radio. You know, who's involved here? You know, this is my personality, you know, and Jennifer said,
it's
just
your personality coming to life on the radio. Mm-hmm.
This is who I am. And, you know, this is the energy behind Nubia Radio. I'm very passionate about my people. I care very much about everybody, really, you know. And I want the station to be something great.
yeah.
I see we got some people in the chat room, I think. And
Well, let's real quickly do a little mini GoFundMe.
Really?
Is that what we're because doing? Because this is what we need to do. This is what every time that me and Marcus talk about Nubian Radio, it's all about this GoFundMe. It is about trying to make money for Nubian Radio because, like he said, it's a shoestring budget, but it's all him. He's doing everything. He's paying for the studio. He's gotten all this equipment. Hand clap, okay? Big hand clap to Marcus. Yes, big shout out, hand clap.
Thank you
to Marcus because he started this from scratch and has continued it with very little money, with very little support. I mean, of course, support from us, the team, and his family and friends. But you know, we need your support too, please. And people out there who have been on the shows, who have been listening, who don't think we're scammers. Please, we need your support just by, you know, liking us on Facebook, you know, giving a donation, you know, all the contact information is up on our website.
Give a donation.
Send it in the mail to the address that's on the website.
Yeah, or just email me info@newbeerhoodradio.com and it'll be greatly appreciated.
Yes, $5. Shoot, that will pay for the gas to get to the studio once
to
a week.
Studio,
yes.
So again, people are tuning in here to hear about Herb from around the world.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell them?
Yeah, well, we're going to try to reschedule that show. I think there might have been some misunderstanding or miscommunication, but the show was supposed to start today at 4 Pacific time, and I'm assuming that's what happened with our guests. Maybe the time was off, but I haven't heard from her, so we will have to reschedule that show, unfortunately. But next week, we do have a nice show. We do have a show with Miss Chastity, and she is a voodoo priestess.
Oh,
yes, and she's going to talk about herbs that she uses in her rituals and in her practice.
That's what's up.
Yes.
You were doing amazing stuff, Jennifer. I'm so proud of you. Seriously. I had no idea you had somebody coming on the show that was going to be talking about herbs for Verdun. Okay.
Look at this audience.
A lot of clapping going on today.
The whole audience loves us. Yeah, but she is... she's going to come on next week and talk. She's very excited. She's got a whole, you know, plan of what she's going to talk about. And she's going to talk about marijuana as well.
You sound excited about marijuana.
I am, because we never get to talk about marijuana. Well, I've been wanting to talk about marijuana, but I haven't had enough time to actually do the research needed to talk about marijuana because, you know, you type in marijuana on Google and millions of things come up, good, bad, you know, all the extremes. But we want to get the facts and get what's really... Oh, got some nice Caribbean music in the back here. what's really going on with marijuana? She's going to break that down and talk about it next week, too. So that's going to be a big part of her show. So please, you know, stay tuned for that.
So she talks about marijuana and her voodoo rituals, etc.
Yeah. Hmm. The she's going to connect it to kind of like... you know, what the shamans do, mm-hmm. you know, how to raise your spiritual awakening and your really opening up your first eye and all that stuff, and how marijuana can help you do that. And not just, you know, using it to medicinally, but to use it in a more spiritual and in a different way, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's going to touch on that. And she has a whole list of herbs she's going to talk about that she uses in her practice. And she, I told her to kind of, since we're doing the herbs from around the world, to kind of, you know, make it about a certain region, but she's going to go with the Americas because the herbs that she, is using in her practice are native to in the Americas, marijuana, for example. So,
okay.
So yeah. I thought she might want to do more like an African type thing, but we're going to do with Americas again.
Okay.
That's fine.
And today we're supposed to be talking about the Caribbean.
The Caribbean, yeah.
Okay. You got anything else lined up?
Yes.
Ahead of that?
Well, so this week was supposed to be the Caribbean, which we're going to reschedule. Next week we're going to do the Americas again, but have a traditional take on some herbs from the Americas. And then the week after that, we're going to talk with Miss Nakato from Black Herbals from Uganda. So she's going to come back on. Okay. So, yeah, we missed that show from her. We miss our meetup because she is on Uganda time.
See, that's so, like what? 9 hours ahead?
11, I think, hours ahead. So we have to be in the studio when she is, you know, awake and it's not too early for her. So we're going to plan to record her show hopefully next week or the week after. And then so that show will be coming up. We're going to talk about Ugandan herbs. Everything's on Facebook. Those three shows are on Facebook right now. So if you want to take a look at what some things I've posted up there. But she also mentioned for this show in Uganda, they have like the best tasting pineapples.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Pineapples grow in Uganda?
I guess so. Yeah.
Well, I guess, yeah, the equator kind of, right. I'm thinking about Hawaii, but okay.
Yeah. Well, because you can talk about some Caribbean herbs since you've been to Hawaii and Japan, and that's not really Caribbean, but.
The only herbs I had over there were, I don't even know, they were in food. It was all kind of strange tasting food. Tasted good in Hawaii, but, mm-hmm. you know, it was definitely not familiar tastes, you know.
But you see some on some trees and...
I just remember seeing like mangoes and stuff falling, and I was like, oh man, I could love to live here, you know. And then I would go daydream and, you know, forget about what I was looking at, and, you know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, shout out to Sabriya, who just stepped in the chat room.
Okay.
You know, if you didn't hear Sabriya.
Yeah, we're kind of just talking about the shows we're planning, because this week we miss Miss Nika. She hasn't called into the studio, and so we're gonna have to postpone the show to another date. So sorry about that, but I think there might have been some miscommunication. So hopefully she's okay and she's not, you know.
But I mean,
I haven't heard from her.
So we could just do an open forum right now and say, hey,
Sure. Remember,
Jennifer's a certified master herbalist.
I am.
If there are any health conditions that you might have or want to bring up,
sure.
Her and myself are actually pretty knowledgeable in, you know, natural mm-hmm. cures and, you know, how herbs work, etc.
Yeah.
You know, so
if you got any questions, go ahead, bring them on to the chat room and we'll try to answer them as much as possible. Oh, she's saying, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, I know. I see.
Okay.
So what are some of the major, I'm just going to off the cuff here, what are some of the major issues that people in the Caribbean have health-wise? Would you think? I know we went to Trinidad and you've been
right.
all over the world, and
right.
but you probably didn't interview anybody. I'm just curious, you know, like, what is it that they struggle with?
I would not know. I would assume it would be like not obesity, but high blood pressure, the same type of things that we deal with, I assume, here in the U.S.
See, I don't think so.
Diabetes.
I've been to Trinidad and I've been to the Dominican Republic. And seriously, like, all the men and women were like hardworking.
Yeah.
So they're like 70, 80. They out running around, hiking, you know, cutting mm-hmm. grass and mm-hmm. out there picking coconut or whatever. They're just so active. I don't think it would be obesity. I think it would be something else, like.
I was thinking maybe diabetes, not from obesity, but just a lot of sugar intake. I don't
possibly.
Know. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just speculating, y'all. If you know, please. Please.
Yeah. Let us know what conditions, or, you know, if you want to call in, the number is 323-815-8729. 323-815-8729.
And again, this is just an open discussion here because our show will be postponed to hopefully next week.
Yeah.
The guests, I'm assuming, got the times mixed up.
It'll be probably 2 weeks because next week is... Miss Chastity's show. She's going to do a show. She's a voodoo priestess, and she's going to talk about herbs that she uses in her practice and the traditional use or the ritual use of marijuana. I won't say medicinal marijuana because everything's medicinal, but of marijuana. And then after that, we're going to talk with Miss Nakato from Black Herbals from Uganda. She's going to do a show. And with that show, it's going to be recorded. Her interview will be recorded because she's in Uganda, okay? Totally different, you know, 11 hours ahead of us here. So, sorry, I gotta skip that. We'll get the music back up in one sec.
So I'm looking up main health problems in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's looking like there are two main concerns here.
Okay.
One being mental health, and the other being like a result of like disease, as a result of wastewater and sewage and sanitation issues.
Yeah, I can see that, because in some areas that might be less developed.
Yeah.
There could be some sanitation issues.
Yes. How would you deal with
bacteria?
I mean, just just massive amounts of...
Well, that's a whole nother thing. That's the whole... That's all about, wastewater management.
Right.
So, but I mean, if there's an infection, there are some herbs that are good for infections. Chaparral is great. Thyme, sage, the essential oils. Like, I'm starting to understand more about essential oils. I'm doing some reading about that. Even those are very... A lot of the essential oils that you use, like tea tree oil, for example, is like the number one in antibacterial, antifungal.
Really?
Yeah. So if you get a high quality essential oil, you can even take it internally. So they're very, very strong, very, very powerful. And they come from plants too. So.
And back to chaparral. Mm-hmm. Chaparral is like anti-cancer too, right?
Yes. Yep. Chaparral, anti-cancer. Red clover, anti-cancer. And it's also a detox or toxin liver cleanse. So if you have any type of infection that's affecting your entire body, such as sepsis.
Okay.
Things like sepsis that affect your entire system with bacteria overgrowth. Red clover would be great for that. And you probably need a combination of red clover and some chaparral and thyme and something really strong. And take some graviola or soursop too for the anti-cancer, definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Says here that I just lost it. Mental health.
Well, there's a question here in the studio about coughing as well.
Coughing in the Caribbean?
Well,
or just coughing in general?
Coughing in general.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the air is so pure in the Caribbean. It would be... Oh.
It would be no need to cough.
No, probably. I guess with pollution. So, in general, with pollution, you might come up with having a cough, right? If you're in a polluted area, which we were talking about, bad water and things like that. Yeah. So with the cough, there are certain things that will help the lungs, but there's also certain things that will help immune system. So if your cough is from a cold, obviously you need to deal with the immune issue. If it's not, if it's from just, dust or pollution or just irritation, I would go with an anti-inflammatory and a depressant, like a antispasmatic, and possibly it depends on if the cough has mucus or not.
Ugh.
If it's dry cough, no mucus. Okay, well, no mucus. If it's a dry cough, and it's you get an anti-spasmatic, which would be something like, cramp bark. Aloe vera is anti-spasmatic. I would definitely go with aloe vera because that's also soothing to your throat if it's a dry cough.
Mm.
So aloe vera tea or, scoop up some aloe vera from aloe vera plant. It's very soothing to the mucous membranes. And it's anti-spasmatic, so you don't have that,
Yeah.
I would definitely go with aloe vera. You can try some things like, eucalyptus. I'm thinking of the expectorants to bring out some things if you have a little bit of mucus. Eucalyptus, elecampane, okay. Mulene is good. Mulene is really good too. I would go with mulene and aloe vera because they're very soothing and very gentle. Even children can take them. So
you talk about just for a cough there?
Yeah, a cough. Dry cough.
A dry cough that won't go away.
Won't go
persistent
away.
Cough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mother actually has that kind of cough right now, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mine too.
Yours too, right? Wow. Maybe they should meet.
Take some aloe vera together.
Now, I'm sitting here getting kind of depressed, honestly, with the listeners. I'm looking at these articles. I'm just pulling up Caribbean Health and Guatemala fights chronic malnutrition. Half of children under the age of 5 in Central America's most populous country suffer from chronic malnutrition, which causes severe health problems.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Those are the kind of things,
yep.
Like the nutrition isn't there, the sanitation isn't there,
mm-hmm.
and and it seems like mental health is the other one. Like, people just, you know, I don't know if it's Alzheimer's or, you know, dementia, or they just they go crazy because they ate something that wasn't, you know
right.
what I mean?
It could be some kind of toxic food or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's just toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah. Malnutrition as a child, if you are able to survive from that, that could lead to some mental problems.
Mental problems, yeah.
Yeah, because you're not getting nourishment and nutrients to your brain on a regular basis. So,
especially during those developing years, those very important years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the issue.
And hopefully, 2 weeks from now, the fruits that y'all come up with will address some of these concerns for the Caribbean.
Well,
or is it vegetables too? What are y'all talking about?
Yeah, mostly fruits, but vegetables too, yeah.
Okay.
But they can just grow crops and crops, acres and acres of alfalfa and nettle. That's my suggestion.
That's her favorite herb, y'all. Nettle. You should see her at the house. There's nettle everywhere.
Nettle and alfalfa.
So we got some comments in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Did you want to read that?
Sure.
It's kind of long.
Sibraya? Okay, I'm saying your name.
I'm not sure how to say.
I think this form is great. Oh, thank you. We need this outlet. Maybe we could discuss different options for cleaning water. Even here in the States, saying that they put sodium fluoride and many other toxic substances in the drinking water.
Don't get
yes.
me started.
Well, see, okay, this is interesting.
What?
How we were just talking about Marcus starting this radio show. And so he started it doing, you know, like a very, basically in his house in a spare bedroom.
Yeah.
Doing this radio show with one of his friends.
Yeah.
And they had a show called...
Oh, things you aren't supposed to know?
Yeah, things you aren't supposed to know. And one of the topics that got everybody all riled up was the fluoride topic.
Oh, yeah.
And having fluoride in water, and what does that mean? They were
reading
some
information. Yeah, we were reading books and passages from articles and journals about fluoride and why they put it in there. If y'all didn't know, fluoride is being put into toothpaste and water because over time, it makes you more docile and subconsciously susceptible to any type of... I want to say control. Or
control,
like influence, you
influence,
know, like
yeah.
you see this on the media, you're like, dang, why did I want to go, whatever, why did I want to go paint the house blue? Oh, because I didn't realize that I was just doing what I was being shown, you know, it's just
right.
like, and that's been proven time and time again. It might sound crazy to y'all, but that is.
It makes you more like a sheep.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you like a sheep, and then when everybody else is doing it, you don't even think that. Anything's wrong
Nothing's
with it.
Nothing's wrong with it. Right. That's the norm,
you know,
and you don't even realize
the
it's the norm.
The Crest.
Everybody's drinking.
Colgate. You know, that's the norm in all the stores. You have to go somewhere totally different to get something different. And so you think that is, you know, you think that's okay to have it all like that. So.
There's absolutely no justification. There were all kinds of scientists coming out in the 60s and 70s just upset, like especially from Europe, just banning fluoride. Why are you using fluoride? Why are you using fluoride?
Exactly. It's banned in Europe.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? That's what she said. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's what my
yeah.
mom said. Okay. And you're giving us tips. Yeah. Keep us going.
Keep us going. Shout out to Jennifer's mother.
Yes.
Really.
Hey. I don't know. You're the longest hair out there.
I know. Why is it so long? It's so dramatic.
But that's interesting how, fluoride, like you said, it's toxic. It's banned in Europe. It basically causes you to be docile. So why?
Sodium fluoride. In that state,
okay.
a natural state is banned in Europe. Fluoride does exist in nature. I mean, you can eat grapes. Grapes have fluoride in them. If you really want to get your fluoride fixed. But it's not the fluoride that's going to affect your brain in a negative manner. It's not sodium fluoride.
But does it clean your teeth?
I believe so. Yeah.
The sodium.
Okay.
It's really the salt, really, that I think is
yeah,
cleaning
cleans
your
teeth.
Because salt is a cleanser.
You talking about fluoride? Or you talking about the fluoride in grapes? Or you
no,
talking about sodium
chloride.
Oh, yeah, sodium chloride. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Just like peroxide cleans you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mom is saying, yes, grapes clean teeth.
Grapes clean teeth, too. Okay.
I didn't know that.
All I was heard about was strawberries and charcoal. That's what, you know.
Okay. Basically.
Thank you.
Get some grapes, y'all.
Get some strawberries. Get some grapes. Yeah, get some
strawberries
grapes.
And some grapes. And make sure the grapes have seeds.
For real, though, I mean, why?
I'm not even going down the road of...
You know, why these grapes don't have... Why are you eating grapes that don't have seeds? Why are you eating these? How did they come into existence? Just think about that.
Well, we know how they come into existence.
Well,
they're grafted... no, let's tell them. Let's tell listeners. They're grafted on to other plants. They're not propagated by seed. They're... Basically, this is how the citrus industry is as well. citrus, most a lot of different fruits that are cheap in the grocery stores. They're not propagated by a seed. They're each plant, there's a bit of the plant taken off of one plant and it's grafted on, meaning there's like basically you cut a slit in the bark,
mm-hmm.
and you take that piece that you've taken off the other plant and stick it in there and wrap it with some they call it like a plastic tape type stuff, and over time it grows another tree.
Mm.
And so then you would
you just keep
taking a bit off of one tree and adding it to another little tiny sapling, and then that's how they create these hybrids as well. Okay, so you got like tangelos, for example. It's an orange and tangerine.
What is that?
It's an orange and a tangerine.
That's not naturally occurring, right?
No. So basically, you know, you're taking a, they call it a rootstock.
Mm-hmm.
So you have just a root and like a small little leaf, or not leaf, but a small little stem. And so you basically put that plant onto another plant. And then with the grapes, it's the same way, because grapes and citrus, they take so long to produce their fruit. Okay, so you have these large groves or orchards of grapes for, you know, for consumption of the grape, consumption of wine and all that stuff. You know, it takes too long for that to come up from a seed.
Right.
And be able to be used. So they want it to be done fast.
American.
Yeah, that's
patience.
The American thing.
No patience. It's now.
Same thing with oranges. They're used for juice. They're used for consumption of it by itself. And they're used to mix into other stuff, you know. Alcoholic beverages and all kind of stuff. So,
and shouldn't we just be eating fruits and vegetables from the region wherever we exist at?
Exactly.
If the stuff don't grow where I'm living, I shouldn't be eating it probably.
Mm-hmm. It should not be having to be shipped from the Ukraine or something.
The Ukraine.
I don't know. Yeah.
But back.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say back to Sabria's statement in the chat room. Again, I apologize. I hope you're saying your name right.
Go ahead.
Cleaning water. You know, discuss different options for cleaning water.
There's so many options.
Plenty of options for cleaning water. The only one, the one that I've actually used, me personally, Jennifer used a couple. I went ahead, because I got really sick like 10 years ago. I got bit by a tick.
Mm.
I don't want to even talk about that story. Let's just say people were coming to see me as if I was on my deathbed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that actually cured me, besides all the Chinese herbs from Dr. Ian, shout out to Dr. Ian Noel.
Ian.
Check out his website, Universal Healing. Universal Healing. Oh, what is this? Universal Healing. Ah, he's in Baltimore, Maryland. Look him up. His name is IANNOEL. Universal Healing. I can't remember.
Academy?
It starts with an S. I can't remember.
Okay.
But after his all his Chinese herbs and everything, all his natural medicines and stuff, I went ahead and got me a Jupiter Melody. I was back then.
In the chat room.
Yeah, Jupiter Melody. That was one of the main water filtration systems that I went out and bought. Granted, it was like $1,000, but I didn't care. I was using my credit card. I said, I'm going to do whatever I have to get healthy. I'm not going to let this economic system, this monetary system that they set up, limit me and my reality of health and, you know, what I'm here to experience on this planet, on this earth plane. So I went ahead and bought it. And shout out to Dr. Mona Harrison. May she rest in peace. But she was doing heavy, heavy research into water science, discussing alkalinity versus acidity. And this is basically the effect it had on cancer and organs and, you know, yada, yada, everything. It was curing everything. I mean, they were curing everything with just this water. So I went ahead and did some research, and this machine, you can control it as far as its pH to go from, like, 4 up to, like, 13 or something like that. Yep. And I just started drinking pH, I think, 12 or 11. I would drink, like, maybe 4 or 5 glasses a day. And I'm sorry, I kind of jumped over what else the machine does. The machine has titanium plates, and these titanium plates filter the water to death. It goes through a carbon filter. It goes through a 0.01 micron carbon filter, which filters the water. It filters everything out. I mean, it filters everything. This machine was made in Japan. It filters out fluoride. It filters out everything. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't create dead water, which is what reverse osmosis creates. Dead water, it takes, you know, dead water takes everything out, the minerals, the nutrients, all the good stuff, and just leaves like basically nothing. Mm-hmm. But this just takes out the impurities, you know, the things that aren't naturally occurring that don't belong with the H2O.
That's why it didn't have a taste.
Yeah, it didn't have a taste. That was, did you
I'm saying the deionized water doesn't have any taste. That's what people like. They don't want
reverse
taste.
Osmosis?
Or, yeah, RO. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The
okay, yeah, that's what we usually get.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reverse osmosis water doesn't have a taste.
Have a
that's
taste.
What people like, but.
And it's firm.
Anything.
I know that sounds crazy, but it's firm. It actually has like a structure. Like the crystalline structure is bigger. It doesn't. It's not allowed to cross what they call the blood-brain barrier. Mm. It doesn't. It's not allowed to get into your brain, the water.
Mm.
Versus this alkaline, this ionized water, the cluster sizes are so small that they can get into your. They get into every orifice of your body,
mm-hmm.
and it's very wet. It's very refreshing. It's just like very, very, very wet. And it's. Who typed that? Oh, you typed that. I'm sorry. I looked at the chat room. And it's and it just basically revitalizes every organ in your body, everything in your body. And it's I don't know. That's the best water I've ever had in my life.
And that yeah, I had it too, and it is wonderful water. But and that's the only way that you can ionize water. So if you see like you know these like filters that claim that they can ionize your water, no, they can't. It has to be done with this ionizer, some type of ionizer.
Right, some type of.
It can't be done with a filter, a regular filter.
Yeah, some type of.
Some kind of electrical device. Yeah,
electrical device. It can't. Mm-hmm. You can't just have a filter that's going to iron out water. It's
right.
Not even possible. No. Sorry.
So don't. Yeah, don't buy those. Yeah, but yeah, that's probably the best advice to give about cleansing your water.
Then you were doing something. You were talking about charcoal.
Charcoal. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that was on the Doomsday Preppers show where they talked about the only things you need to have. While you're in your, you know, go pack or whatever it is, if you need to get out of town when the shit hits the fan or whatever they always say.
That's what they say.
Is your switchblade knife, a bandana, and some charcoal. And I think maybe something else, but I think those are the three main things because if you come across some water, because obviously, you know, you need to have water every... You can't go more than 7 days without water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something like that. So. So if you come across some water, stagnant water, just sitting there, take your bandana, pour a little bit of this is ground charcoal, pour a little bit into the bandana, you know, get some of that water and push it. Oh, yeah, a bottle, some type of bottle, I guess, so you can carry it. Well, you don't have to. But put it in the bandana and squeeze the bandana into your mouth or into the bottle, and it has filtered all the toxins, at least, that will harm you out. Of that, because charcoal can do that. And you can make your own charcoal too, or you can buy it.
So if you just tuned in, understand this show is called Herbs from Around the World, but we have not heard from our guest. So Jennifer and myself are just talking here. This is an open forum, open discussion.
Yeah, so bring in your comments.
We love you all. Hit us up in the chat room.
And we want your support. We got to talk about that real quick too. If you're out there listening, just tuning in, we really need your support. This is kind of like a, let's call this a fun drive forum, open forum fun drive. Email Marcus with some.
Email Nubiahood Radio.
Yes.
At info@nubiahoodradio.com. And just say, hey, I want to support.
Or send your PayPal. Send your PayPal to
exactly.
Whatever your okay.
It's not set up yet. That's the problem.
Just get a. Okay.
Send the email to info@nubiahoodradio.com and say you want to support because I'm going to set it up after the show. I'm going to set up the whole PayPal thing and everything after the show.
All you need is email. Yeah. So if you want to send in donations to Nubiahood Radio, we're accepting them. Marcus is accepting them on behalf of Nubiahood Radio because we do need that support. We're trying to do our best and we're trying to get our name out there as an official station because some people out there think that we are not real for some reason.
You're a scam.
They think we're a scam. They think, you know, we're just...
There are no black people on Nubiahood Radio.
Yeah, all this mess.
We have people on the
Yes, we are for real. We are for real. We've had real, actual people on the show, including Dr. Phil Valentine. Yes, he did call in. Sorry, we cannot get it up on YouTube fast enough and the best quality, but he did come.
That's what they demand, okay?
Yes.
High quality... The camera angle has to be crisp and perfect. You know, the sound quality has to be on point. You know, and I'm just saying, look, man, hold on. Yeah. I don't even have any official audio engineers working at New Beauty Radio.
Right.
I'm an electrical engineer, first of all. I'm not even an audio engineer. I'm trying to do my best, you know. I'm looking for support, you know. Yes. I'm looking for your support. This station is, what they say, volunteer run.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Grassroots, volunteer run. If you want to be a volunteer, you know, contact Marcus as well. If you want to do a show, we've got two. Actually, let's do that. We'll talk about our new shows coming up, too.
Right.
We got, yay, hand clap. Okay, no.
No, no need. Oh, that's okay. Enough all claps. Right.
We're going to get to you in the chat room when we see you, Sabria. But we got two new shows coming up. Now, I'm going to talk probably ahead of myself for one show because I haven't. Well, no, she said she's going to do her show. Okay, we got two new queens, ladies coming on to Newbie Hood Radio, joining our team. Miss Monique, she is a doula in the Inland Empire area here, and she has contacted us and she's very excited about doing her show on reproductive health and on doulaing and all that great stuff. She is going to be doing a show on that. So she's looking for people to come on and, oh yeah, what's a doula? We'll get to that in a second. But she's going to be talking, or she's going to be bringing on guests to talk about reproductive health and reproductive rights and that type of thing. So stay tuned for her show. She's going to be starting her show in the next few weeks. Hopefully on Sunday afternoons, we're going to have her show. We're going to give it a great name and we're going to, really support her. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned for that.
Is she going to be live?
Yes.
In the studio?
Yes, she's going to be live in the studio. Yes, a real human coming into the studio and doing a show on Sundays. So big shout out to Monique. And Miss Tay Queen. So you might have heard about Tay Queen. She has had a long-running show, Conversations with the Queen, on Blog Talk Radio. So now she has decided she wants to join our team and do another Conversations with the Queen. She talks about a lot of different things on her shows. We just recently finished a few months ago a forum conversation, myself and a few other healers. We talked about breast cancer and holistic approaches to breast cancer. She's talked about, you know, she's a crystal, I guess, practitioner. She works with crystals. She sells them. She is learning or doing her certification in herbalism right now. So big shout out to Tay Queen. She's going to start her show very, very soon this month as well. So we got two new beautiful queens that are coming on to New Beauty Radio, joining the team, hopefully balancing things out because we've had so much male energy. We need some female energy.
Boo! Why'd you push boo?
That was him.
Why did you boo the
male
in
the
energy?
No, but we're going to have a good balance. We're going to have three shows versus three more shows. Yeah, great balance. Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect timing. 2015 going to bring some wonderful things to New Beauty Hood Radio. So I hope you will all join in and donate and give us support.
So what's a doula?
Yes, what is a doula? So a doula is, I'm also doing my certification as a doula. A doula is not a midwife, even though people say midwife or doula, but they are somewhat similar. A doula is going to support the pregnant woman. You can have a postpartum doula or a regular doula during the pregnancy. And so she basically does whatever she is like the middle woman between the pregnant woman and, you know, wherever she wants to have her baby. She helps her relax. She gives her good advice. She tells her all about her pregnancy, what's happening with her body. She can do massages. She can help the pregnant woman just relax and be more comfortable during the pregnancy, and especially during the delivery. She's there, if any type, she basically writes a plan with the pregnant mother, saying what she wants and what she doesn't want. And she is like the middle person to relay that message to the doctors or the midwife or whoever, and to support her, you know, hold her hand, massage her back, give her all the support that she needs while she's in delivery. And after, as a postpartum doula, she can help her, you know, with meals, with, you know, basically nutrition, getting enough water, helping her understand how her body's changing back and how the baby is reacting to things. And, you know, she's just there as a support. A midwife actually can deliver the baby herself. A doula does not deliver. She does not do any type of vital signs or anything like that. She's just a voice and a support system to the mother. And they come, you know, with a doula, it has been scientifically proven, I guess, if you want to, you know, that with a doula, you're more likely to have a natural birth, not a C-section. You're more likely to have a very healthy baby because you're psychologically imbalanced, more so with having a doula, someone who's very knowledgeable and is a supportive person to you. And yes, there are male doulas. I don't know any, but a male can do it just as fine as a female. But there are, I'm sure, 99% of doulas are women. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm sure Monique will talk much more about that.
Yes, I'm sure she will. She's a doula, right?
Yes.
Okay. So back to the chat room here.
Oh, yes. Let's get to her question.
Cooperative community building is prevalent right now as well. True indeed. Self-sufficient farming and other resources to support self-sustaining communities. I think that's like number one. That's prevalent right now.
Yeah.
We got to figure out. Well, I just feel like sometimes we just need to all go off the grid.
All the time I feel that way.
Just go off the grid. Get your own water. But the thing is, you know, these people that run this society, mm-hmm. you know, they're making it illegal to do such things like
collect rainwater.
Why is it illegal to collect rainwater? Look that up, y'all. They like locking people up for collecting rainwater.
Yeah, go on over to the radio Facebook and scroll through if you, yeah.
You put something like that?
Yeah, we were putting up stuff about, you know, these videos of people, you know, these were news broadcasts of people being arrested for collecting rainwater. Right. It was against, and I think they put a rule or a law or something governing this after they arrested the person, you know, like, oh no, you know, reacting to that person's being self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made up this law. Now you can't collect,
over
a gallon of water. Like, really? You have to sneak and collect water.
You mean to tell me that
it's like a black market now for rainwater.
You mean to tell me that when the clouds open up, cops can go in their helicopters and shine their lights down and see who's out there with a bottle,
yep,
or a cup.
I'm sure we'll and get lock to them that. Up. We'll get to that point. We will get to that.
I know I'm pretty extreme, but it'll get to that point.
Because mm-hmm. water is a commodity.
Yes,
that is.
It's free
right now.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But it's really in other, you know, other countries. It's like,
oh yeah,
people
definitely.
Are
yeah, people
killing each other and dying because they don't have water. So.
And I'm pretty sure it's going to get to solar, same with solar energy. I don't know how they're going to swing it, but you know,
whole
renewable energy.
That.
The fact that they can't make money off of it, mm-hmm. oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Other than supplying the one-time solar panel and you know the solar cells, mm-hmm. but other than that,
mm-hmm.
nah. They're going to come up with some law, some nonsense, and hopefully by then we would have been an overturned the government. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
This is just ridiculous. I mean, this whole society. I feel like it's just. I must be dreaming, man. No.
Well,
I think we have someone in the studio that
needs
a microphone.
Voice. Needs a voice.
They need a microphone in
yes.
front of them. I think so. She done wrote like a whole paragraph and handed it to me and Jennifer. Shout out to Jennifer's mom. She's going to get on the mic, but
she knows
she's too shy.
She knows everything about everything, and she won't get on the mic and talk about
she got a whole
things.
Book in front of me.
Basically, hold on 1 second.
What? Oh, hold on. Oh.
Nestle?
Oh, okay. Nestle owns a lot of water. Yes, they do. They actually own, like, I think they have part ownership in Aquafina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. That's Coca-Cola. But no, I have seen Nestle water bottles.
Yeah, they're about the same.
And what is that about? Does anybody have any insight in that? Why does Nestle own water? They make chocolate. That's what we know them for, right?
I have no idea. Okay. I like to be blind to all that stuff a lot of times because it's just so sick what they do.
What they do.
Yeah, but you're definitely right about the sufficient farming. That is big. See? In the chat room.
Get on the mic, Jennifer's mom.
Get on the mic, Jennifer's mom. She likes to write.
But shout out to Phil. I know Philip's listening right now.
Oh, too. Yeah. Big shout out to Philip.
What else do you need besides renewable energy in a cooperative community and water?
The power. Clothing. Yep. Make your own clothing. Heat. Yep. Yeah, make your own clothing. I personally knit and crochet. So these are some things that I think every person should learn how to do. Knit, crochet, or probably knit more so than crochet, because knitting is a tighter woven material, so you're able to make sweaters that are not don't have holes in them. You can make crocheting, usually you do have the loops.
Sweaters that have holes.
But you can, crocheting can be turned into knitting, similar to knitting, but definitely learn how to knit or sew or do some type of loom or something where you can make your own fabric and use it.
There's a book, and I'm going to plug this book.
Yes.
I don't even know the author.
I already know.
I just looked it up. I have this book. It's a book called Back to Basics, A Complete Guide to Traditional Skills, 3rd edition. We found it at, I think, Barnes & Noble or something.
Mm-hmm.
This book has everything in it. I don't care what it is that you need to do to sustain yourself.
Yep.
It is in there. It's only $14 on Amazon.
And it's like 400 pages.
Yes.
And it's like the pages
detailed.
Are thin, the pictures, and the pictures are like hand drawn.
Right. It's like they got some woman from like 1937 to tell you how to churn butter, how to cut down a tree, how to build a house from scratch, how to... lay a foundation, dig a well, how to create a, what's the name, toilet?
A compost.
But not just a compost toilet. Like, you'll actually put, like, your fruits and veggies after you eat, the skin down a little shoot. How to build that, what angles to build the tube at so it falls at the proper,
all the dimensions of
gravity.
The house.
It's ridiculous. Like, how to sow,
how to propagate seeds, save seeds,
how to can
clothes, canning.
Canning.
Yeah.
I mean, everything
farming.
Is in this book. Solar energy.
Yep.
How to heat your house with just a black tube.
Make your own soap. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you good. Yeah, make your own soap. Everything.
And then farm animals, too. You got a whole section about farm animals.
Exactly.
How to take care of sheep and chickens and all kinds of stuff, and how to slaughter them.
Preserve the meat. When to use salts. And Jennifer's mom said, what about growing food? Yes.
Growing food. Mm-hmm.
In the book. We all need to know how to... Why don't we know how to grow food? Why don't you know how to grow food? You listening.
Right.
Why do we not know how to grow? Why are we so dependent on the grocery stores and the supermarkets? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really sad. Because... And just the sheer... feeling that you have when you grow something.
Yeah, you're like, I can do anything. I can take care of myself. I don't need these people to blah, 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 blah.
And I guess, I don't have any children or anything, but children seeing something grow out of the ground, that's like it's like nothing else that they can experience. Nothing else they would ever experience is that, like that. So definitely teach that to your children at least, get them to understand that stuff comes out of the ground. Not everything is, a sidewalk and streets and
wrapped
grocery
in plastic.
Stores and wrapped in plastic.
And the other side.
There's dirt.
And the other side of that. The other side of that, I kind of want to get back to what Sabria said earlier about the cooperative community. Pretty much what can we do, I think, is why she posted it in there. What are the steps to get that going? But the other side of what Jennifer just said as far as fruits and growing is let your children see where meat comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that there's an animal running around
that
gets grabbed up and just killed.
Right.
And I bet you if your child sees that, Mommy, why are we eating the bacon? Whatever, why are we eating chicken? But that's little whoever, because... Me personally, I feel like we should not be eating meat.
Right. Well, there's two. Okay. I definitely also believe that too. Well, I'll say something else real quick.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, no. But if you... And people have this argument. We talked about this, Marcus and I. People have this argument that, what about you killing the strawberry when you eat it, or you picking it off.
Exactly.
You picking the apple off the tree and that kills it. You're killing it. No.
And shout out to Jennifer, because I didn't really have a good response for that argument. I'd just be like, no, you're out of your mind. Why am I out of my mind? Man, I don't know yet, but it just doesn't seem, what you're saying just doesn't make sense to me. But then Jennifer said,
because the plant can grow back.
Right.
That you don't, when you pick an apple off of a tree, it doesn't kill the entire tree. Okay.
And
it grows back. It propagates more.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. And if it just lays there, it's going to grow some more trees.
Yes.
Apple
the seeds
trees,
are going to go into the ground and produce another plant.
If I kill a cow.
If you kill, yes, a cow or chicken or duck or whatever, it ain't coming back.
And if it did, you need to run.
You can't grow another one from its remains. Okay?
Oh, the scientists can do anything nowadays.
Well, no. Not from that dead meat. So that's the whole, that's the argument. That shut down that argument right there. So now, but it's okay, it's going back to the preppers. What about prepping? So like in that book, they talk about slaughtering meat or slaughtering animals for food and storage and all that.
Yeah.
Because you get that high protein.
Protein.
All that. Because mm-hmm. you need that if you're out in the middle of nowhere, stranded, you know, on doomsday, whatever.
Same with fish too, right?
What about that? Well, I have a good argument for that too.
Go ahead. Hey, hit us up in the chat room. Let's know what your thoughts
are
about
this.
Yeah, what
are your thoughts about this? About eating, you know, slaughtering meat. I know it's one thing to go to the grocery store and get meat. Okay, we all kind of on the same page with how terrible that is because it's not real meat and all that. But what if you're in a situation where it's dire and you have a farm and you have animals? Should you go ahead and kill them and eat them to have food and protein and, you know, people who are malnourished in your community? Should you go ahead and eat it? Well, hit us up in the chat room. Let us know what you think.
Oh, but that's
my
the question?
Opinion, yeah, that's the question.
Okay.
But my opinion about that is that there's another Preppers episode.
Oh,
I didn't watch too much of these. But they actually had a food, a spirulina garden. And spirulina is a blue-green algae.
Okay.
And so the algae grows in this water system, you know, and they had the entire water system where they had the fish and they had the algae and they had the water and they could purify the water and the fish would eat the algae and, you know, it was this whole cycle. Mm-hmm. That they said on the show, and I agree with this because spirulina, alfalfa, you know, these things are very, very highly nutritious. They're superfoods. But spirulina, one tablespoon of spirulina every day. Well, you can survive off of that.
Yeah, I remember that.
As long as you have water and spirulina, you can survive for years. I don't know. At least a few months.
Can I survive if I eat?
Because it's so much, it's like packed full with nutrients.
Can I eat 5 tablespoons of fish every day and survive off of that?
It's going to run out. The spirulina continues to grow if it has sunlight and water.
Don't mind me, y'all. I'm trying to come up with an argument here, but it's not working. Hit us up in the chat room.
Yes.
They must all agree with us. Y'all can't all be on the same page.
Y'all know y'all like some ham hocks.
Again, this is the Herbal Intellect Show, and this is supposed to be talking about herbs from around the world. If you just tuned in, I see we got a couple listeners that stepped up in the building.
We're having a free-for-all, talking about issues and things, but it has a...
Because...
Form, or theme to it a little bit about health. But yes, we're missing our guest today. Mika, if you're out there, sorry. We missed you. Hope you're okay. Guess there was a miscommunication or something, but we missed out on today's show with you talking about Caribbean herbs and fruits. We'll have to reschedule. But next week, stay tuned. We are going to have Miss Chastity come on and talk about her experiences and the herbs that she uses for her voodoo rituals. And
shout out to voodoo.
Yep, voodoo. She's a voodoo priestess. And then after that, we're going to talk with Miss Nakato. We're going to schedule her interview soon, and she's going to talk about herbs and plants of Uganda. So stay tuned for that as well. And then we're going to reschedule Miss Mika again. I hope she's okay, and I hope that we can get this show back on the schedule for Herbal Intellect.
Alrighty. Well, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of the depths of my soul, Jennifer.
Yes.
Jennifer's mom, and you all listening out there. Again, like Jenna said, this is a mini GoFundMe, so feel free to support us. Support
Please
New Beer Radio. Send an email to info@newbeerhoodradio.com. Just say, hey, I want to support, and I'll hit you back and tell you how you can support.
Yes.
It's nothing but love.
There's many ways you can support. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, give a donation.
Start your own show.
Start your own show. Listen to our show. Tell people about our shows. About the radio station in general. We really need you to get us out there because people think that we are not real. So please tell people about the show and, or about the station.
Hey, real quick, somebody in the chat room said, back to the water real quick. They want to control the water supply. Yes. Coke owns water as well. Yep. There's a documentary about this issue called Tapped. Is it taped or tapped? Is that tape?
Tapped, probably, like tapping into the water supply.
T-A-P-P-E-D, yeah. Tapped, yeah. It's very informative around that issue.
Okay.
Word, thank you. I will definitely take a look.
Great.
Thank you. She says, great job. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate that. You know, one listener, two listeners, 50 listeners. We appreciate you all because, you know, we want to get our voices out there and heard. We have things to say. Everybody has something to say. And we, you know, that's why we're here. That's why... The radio station is here.
And real quick, January 16th, we're going to have Dr. Nalani.
Oh, yes. Coming. That's what I meant to say.
Coming on Brother Phil's show, The Black Book, which airs Friday p.m. at 6 p.m.
Five.
Wow. Friday p.m. Friday at 6 p.m. Yeah, excuse me, because you would think I know what time these shows go on, y'all. It's my station. I can't even figure out. Can't keep track. But his show is from 6 to 8 p.m. PST every Friday or every other Friday, depending on what it is. So just tune in on Fridays. And January 16th, he's going to have Dr. Nalani on. And I believe January 30th, he's going to have the Black Dot on, talking about the origins of hip-hop, the relationships of hip-hop with the spiritual body, metaphysics, etc. It'll definitely be an enlightening show. I'm not sure what the subject matter is going to be for Dr. Nalani's show.
Well, she's going to talk about her book, and that's what I wanted to, The 7 Steps to Healing and Wellness, because big shout out to Philip. He purchased that book for me to read. Thank you, Philip. It's a great, great book, and she talks about water in that book. She has a little small section about water, and there's a Japanese man who basically said water is a cure for any disease, any illness, similar to what Dr. Sabi talks about with mucus, right? Or who's the one that has a mucus diet?
I'm not certain, but I know Dr. Sabi has cured Alzheimer's and many mental ailments, saying that it's a mucus buildup on the brain.
Right. Okay, well, similar thing to that. Basically, all you need to do is flush your entire system.
Yeah, just
with
pull the toxins out. Yep.
And so she has a section on that in her book, The 7 Steps to Healing and Wellness, and she'll be talking about that on Philip's show. So stay tuned. That's going to be a great show. Hopefully, that can make it and give some questions to her.
Yes. And hopefully you listeners can make it and give some questions to her as we support the Black Book every Friday, 7 p.m. And my show, Audiobook, where I am reading from Blueprint for Black Power, Moral, Political, and Economic Imperative for the 21st Century by Baba Amos N. Wilson, author of Black on Black Violence. May this brother rest in peace. But, you know, we just go through and we pretty much read. It started out as an audiobook, but sometimes people call in and want to talk, and I'm not just sitting there reading. So, you know, who knows? I might just read, and it'll be an actual audiobook, or it might be you sharing your opinion about what Dr. Amos Wilson had to say.
Or if you have the book yourself, call in and read it. Read a section that you are passionate about.
Yeah.
You want to
give Marcus a break.
You want to read it the way you want to read it.
Yeah, because I mumble, you know. Y'all get tired of hearing me mumble. So you call in and you read for us. You know, add your inflections. Add your thoughts while you're reading.
Right.
You know?
Seriously, yeah.
Nothing but love, man. Nothing but love. And I misspoke. He's not a doctor. I just meant to say Amos Wilson.
Okay.
What other show we got? We got...
On Wednesdays.
J.O.'s show.
J.O.?
What is the name of Joe's show? Wow.
Not for Hire.
Not for Hire show. That's what's up. And that show is...
He had a series going with some chakra.
Yes, he did. Discussion. He was talking about last show we were talking about the Christ consciousness.
Yes.
Because we were talking about Christmas and Eve. Xmas and Christ Mass and he just I think he's a very knowledgeable person. He just goes in on topics and, you know, just really gets you thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Initially, the show was called Not For Hire Show because he wanted to help people. And he's still doing that. I mean, don't get me wrong. Every show that he does helps people. Mm-hmm. But the end result is to get people to, you know, for instance, if you want to start a business, I don't know, cleaning computer monitors or whatever the case may be. I'm just looking at this computer in front of me. Whatever it is you want to do, you want to start a janitor business or you want to just be more free or you want to, you know, mm-hmm. start exercising more. You know, he basically takes emails and comments from all the listeners or whoever, Facebook, social media, and picks, you know, he might pick one or two and he'll actually go in. He'll really, really put his foot forward and try to write an outline for you to do whatever it is you want to do, and he'll discuss it in, you know, on the following show. Mm-hmm. That's really the basis of his show. Now his show has kind of gone off tangent, but I feel like it's still relative to what people need to hear, seriously. Yeah.
And he also has guests coming on too, so that's kind of where he's kind of turned a little bit because of the guests he's having on. Yeah. But he has some very good knowledgeable people on, and he's knowledgeable as well
himself, you know. Mm-hmm. Same with all of us. I mean, you're a very knowledgeable person.
Mm-hmm, you are.
Brother
too.
Phil, thank you. Brother Phil, excuse me, Ty X, P-T-A-H, but Ty X is very knowledgeable as well. He actually, his show is based upon a book as well. That's why it's called The Black Book. He's writing a book. And every show was basically a chapter from that book that he's currently writing. Mm-hmm. And right now he's in the bibliography section. So bibliography and appendices and shout outs section. Sorry, this is very interesting. I can't wait to see the outline of this book, The Table of Contents.
And you'll see all of our shows are up on newbiehoodradio.com/blogs
right.
with an S. So you can go and check out all of our shows. All the archive shows are up there. So if you missed anything, go back and check it out so you can get caught up on everything.
Yes, indeedy.
Especially Philip's show, since his was a continuation of his book he's writing. So yeah, so we got a lot of things going on with Newbie Hood Radio, and much more is still to come. We got two new shows coming up. Stay tuned. We're doing great things and support us. There's someone in the chat room saying, Sabria again saying Dr. Sabi. I hope she's giving a shout out to Dr. Sabi. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank y'all for listening.
Thank you.
Catch us next week.
Peace. Alrighty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Support.